Hello, this is Ruben Unzueta of the Quad Pod. I'm going to do this podcast without the other three members. The topic of tonight will be the topic of women's rights and how that's still very relevant in today's world. Here we have a young girl named Malala, born and raised in Pakistan, a country that's very notorious for its tones of sexism. In her culture, she wasn't born appreciated because of her gender from the very start, as baby boys are typically, when they're born, held in very high regard in contrast to a baby girl who are looked down upon. Malala had to deal with this very familiar mistreatment of women her entire life up until the point she was shot. That's the whole basis of this book, is that Malala wasn't allowed to go to the same school as her male counterparts because of her gender. Wasn't granted the same type of education as us because of it. We hear about this type of sexism outside of our country all the time in countries that are in the Middle East, where women have always been mistreated. In Saudi Arabia, for example, a woman can't even drive a car. Granted, America has had its fair history of mistreatment, inequality between men and women, but not once in American history, America at its worst, wasn't even as bad as the Middle East is today. Today, in a modern time, you can't even legally step foot outside of your house without another man alongside you. That's how messed up it is today. But I want to make the connection here, that here in our own country, we have women, we have feminists who still believe there's a fight for justice that still needs to continue to this day. And this bothers me, not because I'm a man, but because I'm fully aware of all the inequalities and injustices that go on in the Middle East. And to compare that here back home is incomparable. It's ridiculous that people would even think that we're on that level. Not once during any of these women's rights marches have I seen anybody acknowledge the fact that what they go through is a million times worse than them. In this day and age, in our world, we're not equal. We're not. I don't think we'll ever be for a very long time, because there's always going to be bad people out there. It's a given. But I don't believe our first step towards gender equality worldwide is protesting our first world problems here home. Rather, I believe we need to do a better job acknowledging the fact that there are still Stone Age caveman laws set in place to guideline these women that they find to be morally acceptable in their countries. I feel as if it's our job as a developed country to help these undeveloped countries catch up. Because it's the current year, fellas. We gotta help these third world cronies respect women a little better.